And finally, the Pontifical Academy of Life is looking at new forms of genetic manipulation and subsequent risks at their 15th annual assembly taking place today at the Vatican. Gene therapy is heralded as a new way to possibly cure previously untreatable diseases. However, the same techniques could possibly be used unethically to remove traits considered undesirable but not actually harmful, that is, eugenics. Jesuit Father Kevin Fitzgerald is a research associate professor in the Department of Oncology at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. Father Fitzgerald says that today's technology presents moral questions which previously only existed in the realm of science fiction.
I'd say the most important aspect that is different today is the fact that we have now developed technologies that allow us to pursue, if we would choose, some kind of eugenic agenda in ways that were never possible before. Mostly when you looked in the past, people talked about the idea of some kind of forced breeding system whereby men and women would be chosen according to certain characteristics, or with the idea of somehow the superior characteristics in the parents would be passed on to the child. Now, with our increasing understanding of the specifics of the genome and genetic interactions, and even what we call epigenetic interactions, which are the ways in which our gene expression is controlled, the idea would be maybe now we'd actually have some technologies that we could apply whereby the possibility of getting a child with certain characteristics, or even perhaps genetically manipulating someone to change their characteristics, these things could be pursued in ways that were never even before imagined.